Are you ready to expand your life in reality? Join us for the next hour with Jamie Bates as she shares life-changing thoughts, techniques, and awarenesses to help you expand your reality. Listen every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello and welcome. I am Jamie Bates, Consciousness Facilitator and Expander of Realities. My mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. I am grateful that you are joining me today. And today on Expand Your Reality, we are embracing our magic. I've become aware recently how much people are resisting their own magic or just wanting someone else to be magical for them. But the thing that I know about that is it's not that we don't at the core want to be magical, because being magical really truly is who we be. It's who we are. We are infinite energy, space, and consciousness. We are magic. Period. But we have all of these things in the way of us being magic, right? All of these points of views, belief systems. But really at the core, I feel like most of it comes down to, you know, we aren't from here, right? We came here to learn the lessons of this reality. And in order to come here and learn the lessons of this reality, you had to give up a lot of the places and spaces of who you be, because there's no possible way that you could have came here as the magical being that you truly be and existed in many of the form and structures that you have, right? To live in the lack and limitation that we have lived in this reality meant that you had to agree to give up your magic. You had to allow other people to stand in and stop you from being magical. You had to have form and structure put in to resist magic. You have all these autoresponder things that go on in your head that say, you know, you can't be that magical, right? You're going to get in trouble if you be that magical. You're not allowed to be that magical, right? And so today I want to look at all of those, because I am aware that it's not as a whole that we're resisting our magic because we feel like we can't be. That's all programming. And really what it boils down to is when you clear out a lot of those form and structure, when you clear out a lot of those places and spaces where you have given your magical powers over to someone else, when you have just, you know, put in decisions and viewpoints and points of views that keep you looping and not being magical, a lot of those form and structure that really truly stops you from being magical is by design. And that was by design, because you had to come here in these lower level frequencies, or you chose to come here in those lower level frequencies, right? And that first through third dimension that we've been playing in for thousands and thousands of years and lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes, right? You had to limit yourself. You had to lock up your magic, because there's literally no possible way you could have played in the concepts of limitation had you truly been the magical space of who you truly be. So today we're going to expand into the space of who we be, and we're really truly going to clear out a lot of that form and structure, a lot of those places where you're not allowed access to your magic. Okay, and we're going to clear that out of there. We're going to clear out a lot of those commitments, a lot of those agreements where you gave your magic to other people. We're going to get in there and we're going to clear a lot of that out. And then we're going to kind of go back and look at, when did we give up our magic? Like, we're going to go straight back to those time and space when we gave up our magic, right? And then we're going to invoke that magical space back into us, giving us access to more and more space of us. So today is going to be a pretty dynamic clearing call. Okay, so basically kind of how clearing call works is we get into the energy space and consciousness of who we be, right? We expand out into that infinite space of us. And then we go through and we pull up energies, okay? So when I say I'm going to pull up an energy, I'm going to say like, I'm going to ask a question like, what is everything stopping you from being magical? When I ask you that question, just right there, it's like all of this energy that comes through, right? And it shows me, it allows me and it allows you to see this is everything that's stopping you from being magical. And so you're going to just allow all of that energy to load. And as that energy load, then I'm going to ask you, I'm going to say, do you want to choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And then you have to say, yes, I choose that now. Okay. And when you say, yes, I choose that now, what happens is we can energetically vaporize or release and remove that energy, and then we can fill it in with more space of you to give you more space to be able to access that magical side of you. So when I do these clearings, basically we're helping to kind of shift and change that stuff that's in the way, everything that's in the way of you accessing or is taking up space that's in not allowing you to access your magic, okay? Now this is a typical clearing call. This is kind of what I do for, if you ever looked at my membership program or pretty much any of my programs, you know, really what we do is we go through and we clear out the form and structure, which is what we're going to do here. Then when I say form and structure, I'm talking about all of the stuff that you have invoked or decided or whatever, and whether it's this lifetime or 10 lifetimes ago, or maybe it was even before, because this is all stuff stored in your energy space and consciousness. So this is not necessarily like a conscious choice. It wasn't like this lifetime you were born and you decided you could never be magical, right? It's all of those little decisions we make during the day. It's all of the things we decided before we even came here. It's all of the things that you decided in every single lifetime. And even if we look at like when you were a baby, let's just say maybe you were 1 year old and you did something super magical and your whole family got scared, right? And then you went to like, oh my gosh, they're scared of my magic. I should never, ever do that again. And you make a decision to never, ever be magical again, right? And so what you do when you make that decision, because this is an ask and receive universe. So when I say to the universe, you know, I never want to be magic again, the universe goes, okay, you know, the universe hears me. And then the universe implants or invokes, that would be an invocation, right? Energy in the way so you can't access your magic. And this is, you know, we have lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes of this programming where we made decisions, where we decided things, where we invoked certain energies. I can remember when I was young, just little, I was kind of living in some traumatic experiences at the time. I won't go into any details today, but, and I remember there was plenty of times I would sit in my bedroom and I would say, if this would stop, and I would just be talking to the universe, if this will stop, I promise to never step into my magic. I promise to never be the full capacity of who I be. And I don't know that I use those exact terms, but I can remember trying to negotiate that if things will change, I will give up parts and pieces of myself. And so when I started really doing this work and I started to realize that there's all these times that I can consciously remember in this lifetime that I chose to give up parts and pieces of me and ask that, you know, something else would happen, trying to invoke something for someone else. And what that did was it diminished who I was, right? And part of really stepping into your magic and really understanding how this reality works is understanding that, number one, you can't wish anything for anybody else, okay? Everybody else has to make their own decisions. So even when you step into more of your own magic and you embrace more of the magical being that you be, you still can't create things for other people, okay? You can ask if you can help people with other things, like for instance, my job, right? I'm a facilitator. I'm a consciousness facilitator. I help people. This is what I do. And not only do I have my radio show, I have my classes, but I work one-on-one with people. Okay. And we dive into the energy that's holding them back. And I help them choose to shift and change their life, just like I'm doing on this radio show, okay? Now, I can help them and I can put my magical spin on things, but I can't make the choice for other people. So if you're thinking like, oh, I want to do magic because maybe I want to do harm to other people, and maybe you're not thinking I want to do harm, but maybe you're thinking like, you know, I want to put spells on people, or I want to do this, or I want to put hexes on people, or it's magic doesn't, in my point of view, it doesn't really work like that, because in order for somebody to even have, let's say, a spell put on them, they have to already have that form and structure implemented within their field, and then they have to believe that you have power over them to be able to create it. Okay. And even if you want to do good with your magic, you still like, you can't like think, oh, you know, I see a stranger who's sick at the grocery store. I'm going to magically heal them. Okay. That person is going through their own path, their own journey. You can't step in and decide that somebody's illness has to be healed. They have to decide that their illness has to be healed. If you want to do magic on them and you go to them and say, okay, I can help you change this, you want my help, and they want your help, then that's totally and completely, that changes the whole ball game, right? Because that is, they're actually giving you permission to be able to do that. But as a general rule, the magic that you step into is really truly so you can create magic in your life. And you know, the thing that I have learned in this whole journey of my own life is when I am willing to be magic for myself, and when I am willing, and I don't even want to say willing, when I can and I consciously choose, because it has to be a conscious choice, when I choose to live in the magic, when I choose to create the magic, when I clear the stuff that's in the way of me having my magic, because that's an important part of it, right? In order to even have the conscious choice, you have to clear away the stuff that's in the way in order to create it. So when I consciously choose, I'm choosing to do this for my own life. But what happens, and what I see all the time, is the people around me start choosing more as well, because they see what I can create. And it becomes kind of like a fun thing for us to create together. Now, that doesn't mean because I choose to be magical and I want to create magic in my life that my kids have to choose to be magical. No, they get their own choice. I can invite them into my space. I can tell them that I can help them. I can offer my services to help them be there, but I can't choose it for them. So today, as we're kind of diving into this construct, I just wanted to make sure that I said that being magical, stepping into more magic space of you, this is about being magical for you, okay? Creating change in your universe, creating magical explosions in your life. And if it touches the people's lives around you and it changes who they be, that is a conscious choice for them. That's not a choice that you get to make. Okay. I talk about this a lot with my clients. You know, I invite people into my world and the reality that I want to create, and what I want to create may not be what they want to create. And if it's not what they want to create, then they're not going to align and agree with my ideas, which is fine. Like, that nobody has to align and agree with my ideas, right? But at the same time, I don't have to allow that their non-choice to prevent me from still moving forward and being the magical being that I want to be, and creating the magic I want to create in my life, and creating a life of pure magic that works for me because I am consciously choosing it. It does not mean anybody else around me has to. So as we dive into this magical space, just understand that you are choosing to be magical for yourself, not choosing to be magical so you can do things for other people, okay? Regardless of what that is, whether it's a spell or whether it's a, you know, a healing or whatever, you have to choose this for you, and you have to choose to expand your magic for yourself. And if you help others in turn with that, then great, but it still has to be their choice. So Today, we are diving into clearing everything that's in the way, that's stopping you, that's preventing you, that's not allowing you to access the true magic of who you be. And we're doing this pure energetically. So this is just magic, right? This is just energy magic is what we're going to be doing today. So with all of that being said, let's go ahead and get into who we truly be. So if this is the first time that you have ever listened to my radio show, or you're not familiar with my expanding exercises, basically what we're going to do is we're going to expand out the energy, space, and consciousness of who you be, your being, right? Your soul, however you want to identify with that. Your energy, space, and consciousness is your being, right? And within the energy, space, and consciousness of who you be, your being, is all everything that you've ever agreed to, decided, all of your debt, all of your viewpoints, belief systems, all the form and structure around everything is all stored within the energy, space, and consciousness of who you be. To me, it kind of looks like filing cabinets, big, huge filing cabinets, right? So when the universe says, hey, do this, you search through your filing cabinet and you decide how you're going to do it based on the form and structure that you have stored within your energy, space, and consciousness, right? Maybe you have a pass that you go to work, right? And you drive that every single day. Maybe you've drove it for 10 years. And then one day, all of a sudden, you see something and you're like, wow, I've never seen that before. Maybe it's a sign. I can remember over the years, this is a long time ago, but I used to have a certain way that I drove. There was a town that I used to live in, and the town is very old and very charming and very the same, right? And I remember I used to drive through this in various locations I lived in this town, drive through this town, you know, every single day. One day I seen this building I'd never seen before. I'm like, oh my gosh, has that building always been there? Yes, that building has always been there, but I could never see that building. Okay. And I could never see that building because there was something in the way of me seeing that building. Now, when I say something in the way, to me, that looks like it's energy, it's form and structure. For whatever reason, and we never really, I don't know that you're ever really going to get to the source of why you couldn't see something, right? Because who knows, something small shifted in your universe, or maybe a series of all kinds of different things shifted in your universe. And all of a sudden you've seen something that you've never saw before, right? And that's basically kind of what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be clearing out those form and structures so you can access your magical space of you, right? And we do this within the energy, space, and consciousness. So to start, what we do is we expand that energy, space, and consciousness, because you have this big space, and most of us come with this belief system that the energy, space, and consciousness, or the soul, or the being of you is inside your body. When in all actuality, your body is inside this energy, space, and consciousness, okay? And we still generally keep our energy, space, and consciousness pretty small, and it's all compact, and there's all of this, like, there's all this stuff stored in there, right? There's literally hardly any space for you to even exist within your energy, space, and consciousness, because there's so much stuff in there. So when you expand out and you expand that energy, space, and consciousness, all of a sudden you have more space. You have more, more space to even implant things if you want to, right? And when I say implant things, I'm looking at implanting even the idea that I am a magical being. I mean, that's a form and structure. Just think about that for a second. You could literally implant the form and structure that I'm a magical being and I can create anything. And if you put that form and structure within the energy, space, and consciousness of who you be, that becomes like a belief. It becomes like a point of view, right? I am a magical being and I can create anything I desire. I mean, just saying. So anyways, what we're going to do first here is we're going to expand out to the energy, space, and consciousness of who we be. So let's go ahead and take some nice deep breaths, and let's put our barriers down, our barriers down, our barriers down, our barriers down. And let's go ahead and expand out. Make yourself as big as the building that you're in. Go all the way out. and all the way down and all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the block that you're on, the city block or the neighborhood block or whatever that you're on. All the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the city that you're in right now. All the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the county that you're in right now, the county that you live in or the county that you're in right now. All the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the state that you're in. Go all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the country that you're in. All the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the state that you're in. I feel like I just did state. Maybe I'm repeating myself. Let's just go all the way out, all the way down, and all the way up. And the country? Did I already do the country? I feel like I did, but maybe I just said county. All the way out. Okay, we're still expanding, so all the way down and all the way up. And let's go ahead and expand out as big as the planet that we're all on, as big as planet Earth. Yeah, bigger, faster, just really see that kind of expanding all the way through. You don't actually even have to envision anything. You just have to listen to the sound of my voice. Your being will expand. We're going to just take up all of the space of the planet that we're on, becoming one with everyone and everything. And the universe. And the multiverse, multiple universes. And let's times that by a million, 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 all the way out to the space of who you be as the infinite being that you be. Awesome. Yeah, and we're just going to kind of vortex that through, vortex that through, vortex that through, vortex that through. Awesome. So today we are going to do some really deep clearings here on being magical. And again, I'm going to basically, now that we're in the space of who we be, okay, out into the energy space and consciousness of who we are, I'm going to ask a question and it's going to bring up the energy in your energy space and consciousness, okay? And when that energy gets brought up, I'm going to ask you, do you choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And all you have to say is, yes, I choose that now. And when you say, yes, I choose that now, we're just going to vaporize. We're just going to clear that out of there. And what that does is it kind of removes that space and gives you space, more space within your energy space and consciousness, right? Because that energy still exists. So what is everything stopping you from being magical? Yes, all of that, 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 everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of our universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Where's all the form, structure, and significance in and around that right there? And we're just going to go all the way down that, all the way down that, all the way down that, all the way down that. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Yeah, and we're just going to kind of shift and change this energy here and shift and change and shift and change and shift and change. So what's going to happen here as we kind of clear this out is, so for me, when I ask a question like, what's everything from stopping you from being magical, right? It pulls up all of this energy that is the energy that's stopping you from being magical. And that's like points of view, belief systems, you know, all that old garbage, right? So when we remove that, when you say, yes, I choose that now, there just becomes space there, okay? And what happens is it's like everything that's stopping you from being magical is kind of like the filter, okay? So it's like filtering out information. So when something's outside of you, and you could be magical, you can't even receive the information. Okay, that's kind of how that works. Yeah, so everything, all of that is, and all the shiki stupidity, unconsciousness, anti-consciousness, and energy fog in and around that idea right there. Yes. And all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Let's just go ahead and kind of clear some of that polarity on magic as a general whole. So where's everywhere that you've aligned and agreed with magic? Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Resisted and reacted to magic. All the way out, 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 all the way out. Defended for magic. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Defended against magic. All the way down, all the way down, all the way down, all the way down. Righteous for magic. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Righteous against magic. Yes, all the way out, all the way out. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Yeah, and kind of just let that shift and change, shift and change, shift and change, shift and change. All the structures, constructs, adaptations, mutations that have supported all of your points of views about magic. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Nice deep breath. Kind of just let that all settle all the way through, all the way through, all the way through, all the way through. Where's all the technologies, black meta technologies, and magics across all time, no time, timelines, realities, realms, fractures, alters, parallels, dimensions, and all universes that have to do with stopping you from being magical? Yeah, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Yeah, just kind of let that shift and change there. Let that shift and change. Let that shift and change. Let that shift and change. More space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. And as that kind of changes here, I want to really look at the commitments that you have to others about being magic. So, let's look at where is all of the commitments, commilities, fealties, swearings, oaths, vows, binded and bonded contracts, all of the reciprocal agreements, incarnational agreements, signatories, all of the golden agreements, golden handcuffs, divine agreements, sacred contracts, and billion-year agreements or contracts, all of the alliances, allegiances, loyalties, safety clauses, protection clauses, planned adolescences, communication clauses, in and around not being magical. Yes, keep going. Everything, all of those are times a godzillion as a sovereign being in a sovereign body of a free will universe across all time, no time, timelines, realities, realms, fractures, ultras, dimensions, parallels, and all universes. Everything, all of that is. Those are all the commitments stopping you from being the magical being that you truly be. Everything, all of those are. Can we just choose to remove all of those from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? Revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, denounce, destroy, non-create, make null, void, 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 make null, void. And all the auto-install, auto-reinstall, auto-backup, auto-putback, auto-update systems, technologies, and magics, reinstatement clauses, black metal technologies, all the binds, supple binds, triple binds, quadruple binds, binds beyond binds, and ad infinitum, and all of the signatories in and around stopping you from being the magic that you truly be. Everything, all of those are. And all of those, 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 everything, all of those are. Can we just choose to remove all of those from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? Revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, denounce, destroy, non-create, make null and void, make null and void, make null and void, make null and void, and vaporize, 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 vaporize. And all the Mobius strips, quantum particulates, Shikyu implants, trifold sequencing systems underneath, around, entangled, and interlocking, and all of this, everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. All the beings, doings, and others that are holding or upholding anything that's stopping you from being the magic that you truly be. Yes, let's just bring those all up. All of them, 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 all of them. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? Revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, denounce, destroy, non-create, make null and void, make null and void, make null and void, make null and void, make null and void. And everything you said you would do for them and everything they said they would do for you, can we just choose to vaporize, incinerate, dissolve, destroy, non-create, all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now? Revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, denounce, destroy, non-create, make null and void, make null and void, make null and void, make null and void. Across all bodies, dimensions, domains, parallels, fractures, alters, reality, time, no time, space, no space, as a sovereign being in a sovereign body, make null and void. And all of the rights, obligations, responsibilities, and access that you have accepted from their domains, and all of the rights, obligations, responsibilities, and access you gave them from your domains. Can we just choose to vaporize, incinerate, dissolve, destroy, and uncreate all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, denounce, destroy, and uncreate, make null and void, make null and void, make null and void, make null and void, across all bodies, dimensions, domains, parallels, fractures, alters, reality, time, no time, space, no space, as a sovereign being in a sovereign body, make null and void, 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 make null and void. Just let all that go. And everywhere it feels like you're going to get in trouble, or you're going to be in trouble for doing this, or everything, all of that is, and everything that's in charge of all of that, and everything that's in and around all of that, everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Yeah, nice deep breath, nice deep breath, nice deep breath, nice deep breath. And just let all that go. It's just information. So what you want to do when you're doing clearings like this, when you're doing really heavy or deep, I should say, not heavy, but when you're doing really deep clearings like this, what you want to do is you just really want to stay out of the head noise, because there's going to be a lot of head noise that comes in and says, you can't do this, or this is really strange, or this is really weird, or that stuff that's trying to stop you from releasing and removing this stuff from your universe. Because if you go into fear, or you go into fear, you know, mostly fear, right? If you go into fear, then you stop the creation of all of this. Because once you go into fear, and you know, if you know anything about fear, you know fear is not real, right? It's just an energy. So if you have a lot of things, if, you know, when you came here, however many lifetimes ago this was, and you had a lot of, you had a lot of missions, you had a lot of things that you had to complete, right? Let's say if you had a lot of constructs you came here to learn, right? Like, I know personally myself, like, I came here to deeply learn about abuse, okay? And in order to deeply learn about abuse, I had to be abused. Okay, that's how you learn in this reality, right? You have to experience. Experience is the founder of information. So in order to do that, in order to get that abuse perpetrated on my system, to learn from those things, I had to have a lot of things that stopped me or prevented me from seeing certain things so I could live within the construct. Okay, now I made oaths and vows and pacts and relationships with the things that are standing in the way of me truly seeing or being aware of even constructs of abuse, right? So in order for me to really break those constructs, to really break those things down, to really be able to experience them or to be able to stop experiencing them, I have to kind of go through a period where it feels kind of weird. And I have to release a lot of things that maybe I had a lot of commitments with. And the thing is those things don't want you to release them, because they, you know, most of us, if you've ever even, I feel like most of us, when we make these pacts and when we want to really learn from these things, that we make this thing where no matter what, I don't get to have this space of me back, right? It's like something to make sure that you can complete the mission. So there is a lot of fog in there, and there is a lot of weird energy that will come up as you're clearing this, because you agreed to let that stuff come in and stop you. Yeah, so everything, all of that is, and all of the fog, all of the shikyu, all the stupidity. And when I say stupidity, it's not that you're stupid. It's like it's unconscious energy. It's just another word for unconscious energy. Okay, so all of the energy fog and everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of our universes, and can we just choose that now? And vaporize, suppress, 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 suppress. Yeah, and just let all of that go, all of that go, all of that go, all of that go. So let's just keep going here. We're just going to keep clearing. So just really anything that's stopping you right now. So what is everything that's stopping you from being the magic that you truly be? Oh, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, suppress, 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 suppress. Now the form, structure, and significance in and around all of that, everything, all of that is right there. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, suppress, 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 suppress. Yeah, and just let that all go, let that all go, let that all go, let that all go. Who is everyone that you promised to never be magical? Let's just pull them all up. All them, pull them all up, pull them all up. Everything, all of those are, the beings, doings, others, everything, all of those are. Can we just choose to remove all of those from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now? Vaporize. Revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, denounce, destroy, and uncreate. Make null and void, 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 make null and void. All the oaths, vows, commitments, communities, fealties, agreements, swearings, binded, bonded contracts, all the reciprocal agreements, incarnational agreements, signatories, all the golden agreements, golden handcuffs, divine agreements, sacred contracts, and billionaire agreements or contracts, all the alliances, allegiances, loyalties, safety clauses, protection clauses, plan and lessons, communication clauses, times a godzillion. As a sovereign being in a sovereign body of a free will universe across all time, no time, timelines, realities, realms, fractures, ultra suspensions, parallels, in all universes, everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? Revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, denounce, destroy, and uncreate, make null and void, make null and void, make null and void, make null and void. And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Of the auto install, auto reinstall, auto backup, auto put back, auto update systems, technologies and magics, reinstatement clauses, of the black bin of technologies, all the binds, double binds, triple binds, quadruple binds, binds, beyond binds, and infinitum, and all the signatories in and around all of that, everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 rescind, reclaim, renounce, denounce, destroy, and uncreate, make null and void, 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 make null and void. Yeah, and as we kind of remove this, we're just going to kind of implement more space of you, 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 more space of you. Just really kind of take some nice deep breaths and just let it go. Where's everything that you have right now stored in your field that's preventing you from being magical? Let's just point it all out. Let's see all of that, 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 all of that. Everything, all of that is right there. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Where is everything stopping you from accessing your magic? Yeah, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Let's just vortex that through, vortex that through, vortex that through, vortex that through. And why are you not allowed to be magical? Yeah, just pull through all that information, all that information, all that information. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Everything, all of that is. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. There you go. Nice deep breath. We're just going to shift and change, shift and change, shift and change, shift and change. Let's just invoke some more magical space of you, and let's just put it in all of these spaces and places, all the way through, and all the way through, and all the way through, and all the way through. Now, as we do this, what you can expect is life is going to get a little bit easier, okay? Because when you remove all this stuff that's preventing you from being magical, basically, again, like who you are, the core of who you be, you are a magical being, okay? Life should be easy for you. The only reason why life is hard is because of all this form and structure that you have placed in your energy, space, and consciousness. And once we remove that form and structure, life just starts getting easier and easier and easier and easier. So after this call, what you're going to notice is life is going to get a little bit easier, okay? You're not going to maybe have to struggle so much. Things are going to happen a little bit easier. Maybe there's something that you've been wanting to do or something that you've been wanting to choose or something that you've been wanting to have. And all of a sudden, the space of that's going to be able to show up a lot easier because we are removing the form and structure that's stopping you from truly stepping into that form and structure of magic that you truly be. So let's just kind of run through these clearings one more time here. So what is everything that's stopping you from being the magic that you truly be? Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is. All of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now? Yeah. Just let all that go. Let all that go. Let all that go. And who is everyone you promised to never be magical for? Let's just pull up all those commitments, all those contracts, all those oaths and vows, everything that you have. To everyone you promised to never be magical. Everything you said you would do for them and everything they said they would do for you, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, incinerate, dissolve, destroy, and uncreate all of that. Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, denounce, destroy, and uncreate. Make null and void, 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 make null and void. Cross all bodies, dimensions, domains, parallels, fractures, alters, reality, time, no time, space, no space, as a sovereign being in a sovereign body, make null and void. And all of the rights, obligations, responsibilities, and access you've accepted from their domains, and all of the rights, obligations, responsibilities, and access you gave them from your domains. Can we just choose to vaporize, incinerate, dissolve, destroy, and uncreate all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, denounce, destroy, and uncreate, make null and void, 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 make null and void. Cross all bodies, dimensions, domains, parallels, fractures, alters, reality, time, no time, space, no space as a sovereign being in a sovereign body, make null and void, make null and void, make null and void, make null and void. And all the oaths, vows, commitments, loyalties, fealties, agreements, swearings, binded and bonded contracts, all of the reciprocal agreements, incarnational agreements, signatories, all of the golden agreements, golden handcuffs, divine agreements, sacred contracts, and billion-year agreements or contracts, all the alliances, allegiances, loyalties, safety clause, protection clause, plan of lessons, communication clauses, times, a godzillion, everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, denounce, destroy, and uncreate, make null and void, 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 make null and void. As a sovereign being in a sovereign body of a free will universe, across all time, no time, timelines, realities, realms, fractures, alters, parallels, universes, everything, all of that is. Vaporize, 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 vaporize. And all the auto-install, auto-reinstall, auto-backup, auto-putback, auto-update systems, technologies, and magics, reinstatement clauses, all the black meta technologies, all the binds, double binds, triple binds, quadruple binds, binds beyond binds, and infinitum, and all the signatories in and around all of this. Can we just choose to remove, destroy, and uncreate all of that? Can we just choose to do that now? Times a godzillion. Revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, denounce, destroy, and uncreate, make null and void, 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 make null and void. And all the Mobius strips, quantum particulate, Shikyu implants, ruffled sequencing systems underneath, around, intertangled, and interlocking, and all of this. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize. And all the form, structure, and significance in and around all of those. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now? Yeah, and just let all that go. And let all that go. Let all that go. Let all that go. Nice deep breath. And where is everything that's preventing you from being magical? Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. And where is everything stopping you from accessing your magic? Keep going, 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 keep going. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Just let all that go, let all that go, let all that go, let all that go. Let's just invoke some more magical space of you. So let's just put some form and structure in there. I am magical. Just build that up through there. Choose it. Choose that form and structure. I am magical. I mean, how much more fun and ease could you have in your life if you really turned your magic on and up and really embraced it and stepped into it and just kept letting go of this form and structure around not being able to be it? Yeah. Just kind of implement more space of that, more space of that, more space of that, more space of that. So we're winding down on the time here today. So I just want to kind of wrap up these energies here and let you know that, you know, the more you clear out these places and spaces that you're not allowed to be magical, the more space of you that's going to start showing up. And really, truly, the more space of magic you're going to have access to. So it really, truly is very cool. Being magical is something that is it's just amazing to know that you always have your back and you can always create anything that you desire to create within your own life, right? Not with somebody else's, not trying to control or dominate or, you know, create something for someone else. This is about you and your life. So, if you enjoyed today's call, I do invite you to check out my playground. You can find out information at Jamie, Jamie-Bates.com. If you look at the membership portal, okay, and the membership portal has all kinds of clearings in there for all kinds of different things. So I take different structures just like we kind of did today, okay? So I'm going to, guilt, like right now this month, we are diving into healing trauma energy. So what we're doing is we're taking a lot of those, the energies of trauma, those places where you have stored trauma in the form and structure, in the energy space and consciousness of who you be, and we're clearing out a lot of those trauma-based energies that are holding space for traumas to be in your life, okay? The memories, the experiences, the thoughts, ideas, feelings around it. We're clearing a lot of that stuff out of there. So again, you can have more space. So every month within the portal, I pick a different topic and we dive into that. So again, this month we're doing trauma, but it's really super cool what happens when you change the energy, space, and consciousness of who you be, right? When you clear out those constructs and remove that form and structure, because you truly get to have a different possibility. There is a free series on my homepage. You can sign up for www.jamie-bates.com that talks all about basically how you can change your life by really truly changing the form and structure in your life by doing things just like this, by clearing out the constructs and by really implementing different things within your life. I do actually have a 30-day program as well. It's actually 31 days of magic and miracles. And in that 31 days, we do some clearing out stuff that's in the way of being your magic, but we do a lot of asking and receiving for more magic to show up. Because, you know, this is an ask and receive universe. So when you ask for magic and you receive the space of it, it just allows your universe to change more and more magically, right? But we didn't just do magic, we did miracles as well. So there is a 31-day program. Right now, today is actually November 13th, 2019. And as of today, you can buy that program for only $33. So that's like a little over a dollar in audio to really, truly implement more space of magic and miracles in your life. So if you want to check that out again on my website, jamie-bates.com. And also additionally, I just wanted to mention, if you're listening to this radio show live on Cosmic Reality Radio, or you're listening to it maybe on YouTube, you can also directly access my podcast at expandyourreality.net. Right there, they have a whole library of all of the audios as well, and you can subscribe to my YouTube channel or to my podcast. I also have this show on, I don't know where you're listening to it, but it's on iTunes, it's on iHeartRadio, it's on Stitcher. It's kind of all over the place. So wherever you're listening to it, if you could subscribe, so I know. I'm trying to kind of gather all the numbers of all the people all over the world who are actively listening to my podcast. And please, if you have questions or you have a radio show idea and you would like me to cover it, you can email me also at jamie@jamie-bates.com. I am super grateful for every single one of you. I just love the emails. I love the feedback of how the radio show is changing things for you. I love to hear it. If you have something you would like to share with me, if you want to just let me know, drop me an email. You can also join my Facebook group, Expand Your Reality, on Facebook. Share information in there as well. And you can connect to me on Facebook as well. So thank you so much for listening to me today. I hope that I helped you clear out some more space so you can be more of the true magical being that you be. So thank you so much for listening to me, and I look forward to connecting to you in the future.
You have been listening to Expand Your Reality with your host, Jamie Bates. Thank you for listening.